Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Tim Hayward, food historian and food columnist with the Financial Times. Welcome back to the show.
Hello there.
Tim, I feel bad because you're so knowledgeable about cooking, the food industry. You write with such authority about fine dining, but we only ever ring you when it's really basic stuff. So the last time it was toasted sandwiches and how to get that right. Today it's McDonald's.
So always a delight.
So you've spent years researching McDonald's, a kind of a private project, by which I mean, when I say researching, eating there and then doing kind of private reviews for yourself. Why did you do these private McDonald's reviews?
It was a very private thing. I mean, basically, I just, you know, wherever I went out for a long drive by myself, you know what you do. You treat yourself. It's a different thing. Like with my father, it was always pasties. He'd have a secret pasty. And with me, it turned into McDonald's. And I liked McDonald's Big Macs a lot. So I'd have one. And it was just quite rare. Like, you know, maybe once every 2 or 3 months. But because of what I do, you kind of can't sit in a place by yourself and not make notes. And so I thought, well, I'm going to write these down. I've never published them, but I'll write them down for myself and see how things change over time. And I guess what was one of the reasons I liked the Big Mac was it was kind of never changing. It would always be the same wherever you were in the world at all times. And it really hasn't changed, but everything else around it has changed so much.
Yeah. So what is it about a Big Mac that you like in particular? Break it down food-wise.
Oh, gosh. It's a really difficult one. On one hand, it's made of bread that kind of isn't bread and meat that kind of isn't meat and cheese that kind of isn't cheese. So there's a lovely Latin word, sui generis. It's of its own, it is of itself. It's a totally unique thing. But I think the really key thing about McDonald's, and one mustn't be sneery, I think, about this kind of food, because the point is, as a single item of cooked product, the Big Mac must have sold more than anything else in the entire history of the universe. And it hasn't done that by being awful.
Yeah.
It's done that being actually really very, very nice indeed to the maximum number of people.
It is the ultimately democratic food in a way as well.
It is. It really is. I mean, if you bite into one and you don't at least like it, you're a serious outlier in humanity.
I've started wondering recently if they should take out the middle bread. I wonder if it just makes
But that was such a key part of the original.
But I wonder, do they need to move with the times now, man, and just with slightly less fake bread? Listen, so in terms of changes you've noticed down the years then, you say they've moved to healthier ingredients over the years, which really? Has that not made it all less tasty and nasty and fun?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think there is a huge social difference between people who dabble in this stuff, because it's a guilty pleasure, and the enormous number of people all over the world who eat these things as the food they eat. When there's government pressure, and this is happening from governments all over the world, to reduce salt and saturated fats and things like that, McDonald's responded brilliantly. As a meal, it has had its fat reduced, it's had its salt reduced, it's had its sugar reduced to very, very little indeed. So these are low calorie meals, highly processed but low calorie. So it's not a huge problem in that respect. For me, I of course I like it because I like a burger because it's a dirty, filthy, naughty indulgence, not because it's healthy and good for me.
Okay, but it's interesting. You say it's grand for us to dabble, but so there is a demographic there then, families, older people, students maybe, who go to McDonald's, sit down in a kind of a restaurant environment it's an actual outing for them and it's part of their diet.
Oh gosh, yes, certainly. I mean, certainly when I lived in the States, they've gone through different phases in their history, but I remember when McDonald's were very, very popular in the Deep South in the States with old people. Pensioners would toddle on down to McDonald's every day, because they had a never-ending coffee jug, and they'd sit there and they'd chat, and young people were coming for a burger and then leave again. But, it was lovely. It had a social function to it. And I think that's the thing that's really disappearing now. We know that while staff wages are increasing massively, it's becoming incredibly expensive to actually run restaurants because pay is going up. And I think they naturally want to reduce the number of human beings involved in it. So when I go to a McDonald's now, I order on a screen. There is still a member of staff to sort of hand the bag over to me, but I don't know if they filled the bag or not. They certainly don't say, you know, please enjoy your hot beverage, sir, or whatever it might be. There's no sort of literally no interaction at all. And I know from, you know, a lot of research that's being done at the moment that I'm seeing in my sort of day job, that there are so many companies in the States developing AI-driven robots that will cook food and, you know, machines that can 3D print hamburgers and Lord knows what all else. So I really don't think it's very long at all before McDonald's really kind of loses the human aspect altogether. And then it really is just a feeding station. And then for me, that's where I guess the big change comes, because I'm interested in hospitality more than I'm interested in food and restaurants.
Mm.
And if it's not a hospitality business, it's a feeding business.
Okay. And do I get the impression you think we're losing something here?
Yes. I think we're losing human contact. And maybe, you know, everything has its place. That's absolutely fine. But the reason I wrote the piece was that, you know, my silly little experiment for myself has kind of reached an end, because, you know, it's no fun to go there anymore because there's no human interaction, and I can have exactly the same Big Mac I've always had, and that's terrific. But it doesn't feel like it's part of the hospitality industry anymore, which is my thing. And then my daughter, God bless her, said one day, hey, Dad, let's not have a McDonald's, let's go and have a Gregg's.
You'll have to explain Gregg's, because we don't Gregg's here, but it's a huge thing in England, isn't it?
Yeah. It's weird. It was a huge thing in the north in England. And because I grew up on the south coast, I'd never seen one. And they sort of expanded towards the south. And my daughter said, hey, you've got to come and try one of these things. And they do a steak bake, which is effectively, it's kind of like an equivalent of a Big Mac. It's a piece of pastry with some minced meat and gravy inside it. And it's, you know, it's been massively researched by the thousands and millions of people who've eaten them over the years and enjoyed them. And you can, it's like the biggest focus group ever. But the weird thing is, it's handed to you by a human being who smiles under a paper hat, you know, and you go, hey, I can relate to this. This is still here. This is still part of what I love.
Okay. So the McDonald's is over for you. It's Gregg's now.
I'm sorry, but it's true. It is, yeah.
Come here. Isn't it the same with everything, though? Everything's getting corporatized, bland, dehumanized, isn't it?
I think you're probably right. It's part of that inevitable slide towards corporatization and globalization, yeah.
So we're just two old duffers giving out about how things used to be.
Two old duffers giving out is probably the nicest thing. I'm going to put it on my CV.
Okay, Tim Hayward, food writer and food historian, thank you very much. And the next time we want a highbrow take on lowbrow food, I'll be back to you, okay? Thanks, Tim.
I'm loving it. See you soon. Bye.